ended early. Did you like the pace?
Yeah, I really liked the practice today and the entire off season. It was a great effort by our team, and like our team, like where we're at right now, and it was a good camp.
How did you like Colin and the first team offense at the end? Really ended with a flourish.
They sure did. They were really sharp there. Colin was, he's been on it all off season, and that period especially was outstanding. Saw Vance McDonald on his birthday, making some spectacular grabs. We might just have to have more Vance McDonald birthdays. But he was outstanding. Marlon Moore had a terrific day, and there were the others. But it was highlighted by some really, really good throws and catches there at the end.
Can you talk about Austin Colley's workout earlier?
Yeah, it was good.
Anything more you can add?
Like what? Good. He's good. He was good. He's had a patella tear 7.5 months ago, and he's very far along. So it's pretty impressive.
Does his concussion history scare you at all? 3 concussions.
That's for the doctors to look at and analyze.
Do you have an update on Carswell? Like what happened to his knee yesterday?
Yeah, unfortunately, he tore his ACL.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that was a real kick in the gut.
How is Colin different through this mini camp than last year?
I don't know that I would compare the two. I mean, he's doing a fantastic job in all regards.
Okay. What about Craig Dahl's assertion that you guys were tipping passes last year?
That we were tipping passes
well,
last year?
Would tell
yeah,
us.
We after the first game we played the Rams, we saw that we were doing that. And
so did you change that?
Yes, yes, adjusted.
You don't think that was an issue the second time in St. Louis?
Not as much.
Were you surprised when he came in then and immediately said it? Or did you already, you already knew it, but he talked about it?
Yeah, of course we asked him.
That helped?
It confirmed what we knew.
Does that happen in the NFL?
Tips and probably a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
How many of your guys ended up getting perfect attendance?
31 of the players.
Right.
And then there was
then
the staff that I didn't count those, counted the players. But it's a neat thing. I mean, you think back to when you were in school and the last day of school you get a perfect attendance certificate, and that's what this is. And, you says something nice about you, you go put it up at home, put it in a little frame, put it on the wall, says something nice about you, kids look at it, and it might be extra motivation for them to attend all their classes. And it's a high criteria. It's a very, very cruel, very, very, relentless criteria. It's perfection. I mean, it's every practice, every meeting, every, weight workout with no excuse. You could have a great excuse, but if you weren't there perfect, you don't get a sticker. So certificate. So it's kind of and a T-shirt. So
no sticker though.
No, there's not. It's not a sticker. I misspoke. It's a certificate and a T-shirt.
Well, what was your last message with them on this last day before you see them again?
There was a few, and Patrick Willis talked to the team too at the end there and did a great job.
So now the rookies stay around.
They have their 7th week coming up this week.
7 out of how many?
That's 7 out of 7.
7 out of 7. So they can. Yeah. Afterwards, this place will turn into a ghost town.
Ghost town? What is that? What is a ghost town? What is a ghost town?
I mean, will a lot of guys stay around and work out here?
I wouldn't say a lot, or I don't know how many will. I think some did last year, but.
What are you allowed to do with the rookies next week in their final week? What can the coaches do with them?
Same thing that's been going on.
You can't stop, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Rookie mini camp.
Okay.
Why didn't Anquan do team drills the last couple of days?
He did yesterday. Today he didn't. I just I felt like he had done enough, and I wanted to see the younger receivers and get them more reps.
And what about Eric Weed today? Did he pull something? Or?
No, nothing nothing like that, but he's got a little minor thing he's working through.
You said last week A.J. Jenkins had his best week of football in the 49er. Did he build off that this week, or is there a drop-off?
I thought so. I thought he did another really good job. There's you know, quite a jump with Quentin Patton, you know, where he came in very strong. I mean, he elevated himself. Marlon Moore, as we said, had a great camp. Kasim Osgood really has been a real pleasant surprise at the receiver position. And Chad Hall has done a remarkable job. Ricardo Lockett, another perfect attendance guy, along with A.J., and Chad doing a really fine job. So it's it's fierce competition in there. They understand what's at stake and what the team needs from them, and they're rising to the occasion, and that's something that bodes very well for our team.
Jim, how did you guys leave things with Holly today, as far as your level of interest in him or what you told him about that?
It's still ongoing. There's still a few more things we want to have checked out.
What do you think you'll have to bring in another receiver for your 90 man going into camp?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Does he have to get a little healthier?
We've plowed that ground pretty thoroughly. You know, that's. I don't really have any more to say about it.
A couple more.
You heading to Peru?
I am. Saturday.
Saturday.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Had a good time last time?
Yeah, yes. I definitely draw the long straw when I go down there. So, yep, get to today was a really good day for us. Excited about looking at the film, and then I'm going to get my mind on going down to Peru. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.